the other pshat of the Aruch. The Aruch has a different pshat entirely, which is a very hard pshat. What is the iser of Mesuchraya Dinzaiso? Oh, good morning. How are you? What is the iser of Mesuchraya Dinzaiso? We had basically two pshatim. We had basically one pshat that becomes two. Rashi, it's schita. Now, is schita libun or is schita mafarik? That was epshatim. Comes along the Aruch, in the Aruch second pshat, with a different pshat entirely. It has nothing, putting a rag into the hole in the barrel has nothing to do with schita. Nothing at all. So let's see what the Aruch says. I know you guys don't have this, so I'll just read you. Ubarach pirsh lashon acher. Misachray nezaisa, stimas gigas shel shechar, asir aduka. You're not allowed to put a rag into a hole in a barrel. The shem tevatel hastima etzra gigas. Because it might become permanent. You might stick the rag in there for permanent closure. V'yasa kli b'shabas. And you're making a keli b'shabas. A keli with a hole in it is not a keli. You're making a keli on Shabbos because you mevato. So it's a very hard lesson. The vato stima etzel hagigas. You're mevato it and you're making a keli. Now, well, no, that's Drabanans. That's Drabanans.
Oh,
we're talking about the rice. We're talking about the rice.
Can you say Rishon and Nicholai also?
Wait. Now.
Oh no, we say
you are. Sometimes you say the funniest things.
Why?
If you learn that the pshat in Zechariah and Zaisa is making it clear,
right.
Steve's negative. And the Gemara asks psik ratio. The Gemara asks psik ratio, so you have to be able to ask psik ratio in that pshat. Right?
You're saying the answer could be psik ratio of Michalai, no?
Right, but you have to go into that also.
Right.
So the whole thing is just, it's a different pshat. It's not. It has to work out everything,
right.
But it just is different shot. It's not schita. It's making a barrel now, which is an interesting thing. A barrel with a spout or a hole to lay out the shaker is a keli. That is a keli. The mead makers know it is a keli. Just if you stop that up, you're making sort of a different keli. One is a barrel to drink from, and one is a barrel to store.
But
a barrel to store is a different kind of keli you're making. Yes?
What's considered a keli kavua?
What?
What's considered kavua in this context? Like when you stick the rag...
That, very good. And that's the whole conversation here. Binyamin here, who's learned many sectors of Mishnayos, knows that how do you make a keli kavua is by your thought process. It's really all over Shas, it's thought. This also is thought. I am thinking...
You could do Maisa also, but Maisa can undo. You can do quickly with the Maisa.
If you wanna... Yeah, okay. When you want to change over a kli, that means, oh, it's hard to say. If you stick something in, it's your thought that makes it kavua or not kavua. It's all about your thought.
Okay.
It's all about your thought. If I make a barrel, I make a barrel. Here I'm changing a barrel. I'm doing a mice of sticking it in. But the mice of sticking the cloth in is not changing the barrel. It's just a hole with the cloth in. If I plan to leave the cloth in there, then I'm doing a Maisa of
Bing. Can I think about it when the cloth is over there?
What?
Can I think about it while the cloth is over there and need to be clean?
No.
The barrel's over here.
The barrel is clean.
So you need to
put
it in
the barrel. The barrel is a clean.
Right.
But it's one type of a clean. What is
right.
it? It's the
okay.
barrel of beer in the bar.
So your
now
mice,
you
want to
make
so
the barrel for storage.
And, so your Maisa and your Maksha.
Yes.
So you have your Maksha at the same time you're doing the Maisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it.
Okay,
you just have to do that.
Yeah. I know what you meant over here and over there. I know what you meant.
can't be that just the machshava.
Of course not. Oh yeah, right. That's what you meant. Of course not. Yeah.
Like I intend to be.
Yeah,
there,
yeah,
but
no,
it's
no,
not
an, no.
Right. What are we over here? We just said we did.
Okay. He knows you. I'm afraid of Yom because he knows that if I say you can't do that, but he'll find Mishnayos is different. Because then there's a whole sugya about if I plan to do it, is that enough? And that's a sugya. Planning to do something. But we're not going into that.
But
I planned for it. Yes.
I understand though, because you said there's no Shabbat is given inside over here. You said you left it inside, and maybe you could leave it inside later. It means the Shabbat wasn't that. It's a
Shema,
no?
Yeah. Very, very, let's get into this. One sec, let's get into this for a second. I want to finish this before we go into things. So, as Miles copped, without looking at Gemara, that you have to be able to learn the whole Gemara with this pshat. So let's go through a little bit the Gemara with this pshat. Again, so listen closely. You can't put it in. It's Shabbos and Yontif. So what's the kasha? It's a darvish emiskaven. Why are you trying to do it? It's a darvish emiskaven. So the Gemara says, but who? I feel of Shimon Moda. The Bay of Rava Adami B'moy of Shimon B'sik Reisha V'lo Yamud. This is a P'sik Reisha. So now, as soon as you learn this Gemara with this pshat, you're wondering if I stick a rag into a barrel, that's a P'sik Reisha of making a barrel. What does the Gemara mean? Because you have to be able to learn the Gemara with the Aruch Shad. What does the Gemara mean, P'sik Reisha, when I stick a rag into a barrel? What kind of P'sik Reisha is this? Who asked this question? Tosfot. Let's see Tosfot. Tosfot asks, the Einilari, and the Rishon says, you can't learn that pshat in our Gemara. You can't. Why? The Hekadami. What's talking about here? The imbedaita levato, if I stick in the rag to leave it there forever, when I stick it in, I'm thinking to leave it there forever. Levato sham b'shas hanacha. What would be the kasha on that? Without looking in, what would be the kasha on that? If when I stick it in, I plan to leave it forever. What's the kasha on that?
Kavana.
What? That means it has nothing to do with our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about Darvish She'ein Miskaven with P'sik Reisha. What's if I stick it in to leave in there? What's that called? Miskaven. So yeah, Malacha. So it can't be that. So what could it be? My P'sik Reisha Shayat Khan. It's not. It has nothing to do with P'sik Reisha. It's Darvish She'ein Miskaven. Miyagi rolls a kli. I'm making a kli. The Mechavon Lasoso. And if when I stick it in, I don't have any plan. I don't know. Maybe I'll leave it. Maybe I won't. What's the kasha on that? No. What's the kasha on that? If I stick it in, I don't know if I'm going to leave it or not.
It's not
P'sik Reisha. What's P'sik Reisha? It's for sure going to become a kli. When I stick it in, is it for sure going to become a kli?
No,
because I might want to take it out. As Mordechai Tzvi says, it's your Maisa plus Machshava. Without the Machshava, it's not P'sik Reisha. That's what Tyson says. Dim b'dayt ha'chavato sham b'shaz ha'nachah. Skip the line. Dim ain't b'dayt ha'chavato sham b'kin rab P'sik Reisha she'es ha'nachli. It's not P'sik Reisha. Comes on Tyson, and Tyson answers this. What his answer is very hard. Yesh Lomer, B'dochek. I'll answer B'dochek. It is a big dochek. Shu miskaven levatra. When I put in, I'm a chaven to mevatrit. So what was the kasha? If I'm a chaven to mevatrit, what's the kasha? Then it's not Darvish miskaven. It's Darvish miskaven. Ve'eni miskaven lasos kli. But I'm not a chaven to make a kli. V'shak by psik resha. Comes on Tosos, and Tosos says, Tosos Machad is something here that it's so hard to understand. Tosos wants to say, but this is really like all Darvish Amos Kavins. When I stick the thing in, and I'm sticking it, I'm thinking, I want to leave it there. Am I thinking I want to make a Kaylee? Am I thinking I want to make a Kaylee? So tells us, if I'm sticking it in, wanting to leave it there, but I'm not thinking about making keli, that's called darvish ein mechaven, which is very hard. Now,
because you're accomplishing the same thing.
It is the same thing. It's not. It's not.
So
it is the same thing. But Tosus likes that better because now we could say it's a double shame of scavenging, but it's segresha. But it's segresha. It's for sure going to become a kli. If I'm thinking about leaving it there, then for sure it's going to become a kli. It's so hard to say that there's two steps there. I have a kavana to leave it there forever, but I don't have a kavana to make a kli. That means if I build a kli, and I don't have kavana for kli, I have kavana for, I don't know how to say it. I build a chair, but I don't have kavana for chair. I have kavana for putting a piece of wood together. That wouldn't be double shame kavana. It's hard to understand such a thing. Yes?
Having kavana to make a kli is a necessary part of it becoming a kli. And if you don't have direct kavana for it to be a kli, it's not a kli.
But the Gemara never said, there's no Gemara that says that. The Gemara says, if I want to be, if I mevatel it, that means it's a kli.
So you don't need that specifically
for a kli. You have to have das for bittel. Tosis comes along and says, Gabi Shabbos, in order to be a darvish miskaven, have to be mechaven to make a kli. If I'm mechaven just to stick a rag into something, that's not called kavan to make a kli. It goes both ways. I can see two ways to this. That's what Tosis says, it's a dochak. But if you're going like that, maybe, yes.
It also apply by opening a bottle of Coke on Shabbat, perhaps. You know, when you open the cap off, making it clear you're not. You're making a kavana, it's just levata, to take it off. And the fact is, you also have kavana also making it clean. It would be the same kind of case.
Okay, so you're telling me why it would be usser to...
I say it's mutter. I'm not asking like this.
You know, you're saying why it should be usser. Because sure. It's a dumb shame is kavin. Is that the same case or a different case?
Yeah.
Let's say you think it's usher to take off the open bottle cap, they're making a kli. I'm thinking to take off a bottle cap. I'm not thinking to make a kli. That's double shame is clapping.
What's the kli?
And but it's segregation. But it could be segregation to nichole.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that kli. I just want to take off the.
But you can say it's a part of the little bit and then close it up again after. It's hard to say that you don't want to make a kli.
I don't care about a kli. I don't care.
Sometimes it stays attached to you. Sometimes you can
do that. Okay, that's enough. But that's for sure it's a ratio. But I'd say it's lo nichli doesn't mean I don't want it.
You don't want it to be permanent because you have to have nichli.
I don't know. If that's
you want to use it.
Am I ever going to use it to drink from? Am I ever use it to hold water? Putting the cap back on is not called a kli.
Well,
it's
already
the
cap.
Maybe,
I'm not sure if the cap is
simply
the bottle.
We're talking about making the cap into a kli.
Are we?
Aren't we?
That's the shop.
It's been a while since I went.
I don't know.
Where is the goal for this? Where are we going for this kitchen?
If it's going with the bottle, then for sure it's Nikolai. That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah. But if we're talking about the cap.
We're saying that the cap is a kli because it can hold water, or it's a kli because it's used to close something?
No,
it's
a cold water. But I don't know. But this is a very interesting thesis. This will be called Davar She'em Eskaven and Psik Reisha, which is So I saw a pshat here. I saw one sefer says that Tosus is right. It's two parts because, like Mordechai Tzvi says, there's the Maisa. Is the Maisa itself make it a kli? The mice of sticking it in, does that make it a kli? No. Why not? You need machshava. You need machshava to leave it there. So the mice in the machshava, if you have one without the other, so it's not a mice of making a kli. So when I stick it in there, there's a sick ratio for bittel. I want to leave it there forever. But my thought process is a different, is a second thing. And that second thing, it was a Davar She'em Eskaven, could be Davar She'em Eskaven. I didn't have that thought process of making it to a kli. And that's something that he was saying. The thought process was just for bittul, not for making a kli. If it's all based on thought process, that's not my thought process.
Can you have bittul without making a kli?
No. No.
Or maybe if this thing has two holes.
Then it's not making a kli.
We say though that the guy's machshava is just because he's open to getting this rag dirty, he wouldn't really want to use it for anything else. It's an engine just to leave it. There could be some similar case where one's like plug up a hole in the wall or whatever. That's an example, but like since he's using the shmata for something a dirty use or he don't want to use it for anything else, he says if your machshava is just he's not going to use it for anything else, he's going to use it for this thing because it's so soiled by the beer or whatever.
So what are you saying?
No, so that I would say that his machshava is aparach just for the bittul and the resignment, not use the cloth for anything else.
It's more of a yish than a kavanah to make a kli.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe. Okay, maybe that's because. Okay, but that's the other pshat in this gemara. Now let's get back to what we're learning. I asked you to learn Reb Chaim today. Reb Chaim takes a long time, and I just want to start off. With a, put it away. Mm-hmm. I want to start with the aside. Flying high. I think it's funny.
It's very funny. Very funny.
I'm going to like use this forever, Mir Tz Hashem.
Mir Tz Hashem.
Okay. What can you do? Anyway, I want to go to this Reb Chaim backwards. I like going to it backwards. I feel we have to go to the Reb Chaim backwards. So let's discuss it backwards. And let's discuss what from the Maamar Komos on Thursday. I gave the Maamar Komos on Thursday because I wanted to start backwards. So again, we have the Aruch. What is the Aruch? The Aruch is that according to Reb Shimon, you have Dar Shemit Skavim. Mutter. Psik ratio. Hey. Psik ratio. Shalom.
Shalom.
Okay. Psik ratio makes it chayiv. Psik ratio dro nikolay makes it mutter. That's the oath. Now, I asked you on Thursday to think about it, and let's think about it right now. Does the Aruch have anything to do with Reb Yehuda? Does the Aruch have anything to do with Reb Yehuda? Let's think about this for a second. Pashtus, the Aruch has nothing to do with Reb Yehuda. Why? Because what does Reb Yehuda say? A davar she'ein miskaven is chayiv. Right? So who cares if there's a psik resha d'ronichrei? You are chayv already. Who cares if he's chayv even without a psik resha? So psik resha could have nothing to do with Reb Yehuda. Is everyone with me?
Mm-hmm.
Psik resha has nothing to do with Reb Yehuda. Or maybe it does. And this is basically a Tosfos. The question is if all other Rishonim agree with this Tosfos. And listen closely to this. This is a very hard thing. It's very deep and very hard. We learned, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos, if you do a Davar She'ein Miskaven with a Psik Resha, is it going to be Chayv V'Chatas? What did we learn about this, about Rabbi Yehuda?
Okay.
Anyone remember?
No.
What?
I don't think so.
Where did we prove this from? Well, we had a Tosfos about it. What do we have about this? Binyamin, go ahead, tell everybody. According to Yehuda, what's the din Davar She'ein Miskaven on Shabbos?
It says, because in the general you call people higher, because Machshavah service, Asher Torah.
Right. On Shabbos, you need a Lech Machshavah. So even though Rabbi Yehuda says it's Machaven, but that means your Maisa is done by Kavana. But did you plan this? No, it's not a Melech Machshavas. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos, it'll be Aser Midrabanan. What did we use this for? What did we use this svara for? Does anyone remember what we used this svara for?
Kilkul.
Very good. We use that this svara can be attached with another svara of mitzvah, of tsar, of only Shabbos, and it become mutter. Because according to our view, it's a drabana. Okay? Comes along Taisus Numa, Tosla says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and now this is a hard thing to think about. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when you do a Darshei Meskavet on Shabbos, it'll be Aser Midoraisa. What happens if it's a Psik Resha? Taisus says, Psik Resha will make it Chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Psik Resha will make it Chayiv. Just like according to Rabbi Shimon, Psik Resha will make it Chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Psik Resha will also make it Chayiv. Because it becomes, it's not an Ein Melachas Machshavas. Right? Is everyone with me so far? Therefore, you use the Psik Resha also according to Rabbi Yehuda. For what? To make the Drabanan into a Deraisa. So Psik Resha is also a vart in Rabbi Yehuda. Now comes the Shaila. That's all a given. What?
It was originally, according to a regular Darshim's Kam is Asr Midorabanan.
A B'Shabbos. Call it Arkula, regular Darshim's Kam is Asr Deraisa.
But on Shabbos,
it's not. Asr Drabanan means it's not a Melatz Machshavas. Comes along a Psik Resha, and it'll up it from a Darabanan to a Deraisa. So according to Yehuda, there's also the thing about Psik Resha. Now, what happens if the Psik Resha de lo nichole? The Psik Resha de lo nichole, which is not a Psik Resha according to the Aruch, will that up in the according to Rabbi Yehuda in a Deraisa? That's the Shaila. Will Psik Resha de lo nichole up in the according to Rabbi Yehuda or not? That is the big Shaila here. Yes.
So the Palomina is that a Psik Resha de lo nichole is the exact same thing as a Psik Resha de lo nichole?
No, the one way of looking is, according to Yehuda, you don't need Psik Resha. A Darshei Meskaven, even it's not Psik Resha, it's Chayav Midoraisa. So why should Psik Resha don't need to change anything? Even if it's not Psik Resha, it's all Chayav. But we know on Shabbos that Darshei Meskaven, according to Yehuda, will be Pater Avol Aser, because it's not Melatz Machsheves. Tosfos says that for that, Rabbi Yehuda will also use Psik Resha. Psik Resha will make it into a Melachas Machsheves. Now the question is, will Psik Resha de lo nichole make it into a Melachas Machsheves or not? What's going to be Psik Resha de lo nichole? Pashtus, just like Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't. What do you hold like Rabbi Shimon? If Psik Resha de lo nichole is not a Psik Resha, so it's not going to be a Psik Resha for Rabbi Yehuda either. Or no. And what's the svara of the no? Now let me just tell you, Rabbi Kiva Ha'igah holds yes. Rabbi Kiva Ha'igah holds just like the going of Shem, Psik Resha de lo nichole is not a Psik Resha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a Psik Resha. And you'll stay Asr Midrabanan. According to everyone else, no, that Psik Resha is going to work for Rabbi Yehuda. There's no Aruch in Rabbi Yehuda. So the Shaila is there an Aruch in Rabbi Yehuda, or there's no Aruch in Rabbi Yehuda? But I want you to understand what I'm talking about. You guys get what I'm talking about? That, no. It's a hard thing. You got to get it. Let's talk about in all Kol Torah Kula, all Darshei Meskaven. Do you need Psik Resha according to Rabbi Yehuda? No, Darshei Meskaven is Chayev. So who cares if Psik Resha de lo nichole? You don't even need Psik Resha. Okay?
I mean, either way, you say Darshei Meskaven is
Chayev.
Rabbi, according to Teenager, there is an orphan.
Wait, let me just give you. Do you understand this? Okay. So now, but now we come to Shabbos, Mendy. Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda holds, hey, if a Darshei Meskaven is not Chayev, it's only Patra for Aser. Why? Because even I hold Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Even if I hold Darshei Meskaven, Kol Torah Kula, it's Chayev. But on Shabbos, you need Melatz Machsheves. I didn't think about it. It wasn't in my plans. If it wasn't in my plans, I'm putter. Shabbos is another halacha of Melechus Machshavos. Therefore, the machlokas and Shabbos of Darshei Miskatan will be, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be aser midrabanan. Now, next step. Darshei Miskatan and Shabbos with a psik ratio. According to Rav Shimon, chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it will make it from a drabanan into deraisa. Just like Rabbi Shimon holds a chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda also holds a chayiv, of course. You got that step?
Because he holds that Rabbi Shimon is gotten his usher and Shabbos.
It's usher. But if it's a psik ratio, be chayiv. Just like Rabbi Shimon will be chayiv psik ratio. Now, next step. What if the psik ratio de lo nichole? According to Rabbi Shimon, putter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, does a psik ratio de lo nichole put it up from your bun to drysa? Rav Kivya says it doesn't. Why? Because it's like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon psik ratio de lo nichole means it's not psik ratio. So if it's not psik ratio, it stays in a drabanan. Right? You with me? Others argue. Everybody argues with Rav Kivya. Everyone says, no, according to Rav Yehuda, it doesn't make a difference if it's psik ratio. If it's psik nichole or not. That's the question. The question we're going to have to deal with is, what's the svara about that?
According to Rabbi Kiva Hager, is there a difference between what Rabbi Yehuda holds and Rabbi Yehuda?
That's of course, but according to Rabbi Yehuda also, you need psik resha to make it into a drabban deraisa. If a psik resha de lo nichle is not a psik resha, right, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't make it into a drabban deraisa. That's what Kiva Hager says. And every argues this and say, no, it's not true. And what's the svara of everybody?
Rabbi, everyone else is arguing, saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter whether it's nichle or lo nichle, will up until Yisur Doraisa.
Exactly.
Okay. So yes. According to Rabbi Kiva, there is the Arach in
Rabbi Kiva. There is the Arach in Rabbi Yehuda. And everyone says, no, there's no Arach in Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay.
That's the classic question. Is there an Arach in Rabbi Yehuda or not? I want you to understand what this is all about. It's, does a psik ratio, the lo nichole, push up, according to Yehuda, the Issa Drabanan of Lo Mitzchavin into the regular Lo Mitzchavin, which is Chayim Midrash.
According to Rav Shimon, what does the psik ratio do?
What?
According to Rav Shimon, what does the psik ratio do?
Well, that's what we have to discuss now.
Saying it's not taken from Drabanan to Raisa?
No, it's taken from nothing to the Raisa. No middle step.
Everyone holds that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Shem's Kavanah Shabbos is Asur Drabanan.
Yes, yes.
No one argues on that.
Very few. The Rajva argues on that. We had a Rajva. I even printed it out for you. The Rajva argues on that. But everyone else says, no, it's Asur Drabanan.
Because of Melechus Machshavos?
Yes. Okay. Now, to start us thinking about it, we've thought about something in the wrong way until now. Not maybe I've been thinking about it in the wrong way. Maybe you guys haven't. But I've been thinking, I'm not telling you shot now, but I'm just talking about something we were thinking about. What does the Aruch say? The Aruch says that Shikresh de lo nichle is not good. That's not the way you're supposed to think about it. You're supposed to think about the Aruch.
Not good. What does that mean?
Shikresh de lo nichle is not Shikresh.
It's mutter.
Yeah.
Up until now, that's how we've been thinking about it.
You have to think about it differently. That a psik resha is only called a psik resha as if it's nichole. And that means only a psik resha nichole makes it into a chiyuv. Not that psik resha de lo nichole is like a ptur, but psik resha de nichole. That means like this. According to Aruch, Mordechai, listen this closely. According to Aruch, when Reb Shimon says, Moda Reb Shimon b'sik resha, what does that mean? Moda Reb Shimon b'sik resha d'nichalei. The only time Reb Shimon says a psik resha will make it into a malacha is a psik resha d'nichalei. Anything else won't make it into a malacha. Only a psik reisha de nichlei will make it into a malach.
So then what's a psik reisha de nichlei?
What?
So then what is a psik
reisha? Anything less than nichlei is not called nichlei. Only psik reisha de nichlei. Now why is that? Now we have to talk about why is that. Do you understand the difference of what we are learning till now? And what
we were saying before that psik reisha de nichlei is a psik reisha, but it's an exclusion.
Lo nichlei. No, that is, it's not.
No, that's
only
what we were saying, right?
Right.
Now we're saying,
now saying that there's only one psik reisha, right. The nichlei. If it's not nichlei, it's not psik reisha. Reb Shim, this whole Gemaras that we have, Reb Shimon says, Moyav Shim psik reisha, the Aruch adds on words. Moyav Shim psik reisha, the nichlei. Anything else, there's no Moyav Reb Shimon. Anything else, there won't be a Moyav Reb Shimon. Now let's talk about it for a second. Let's talk about what happened according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says Darvish Emeskaven is Chayev as Pater Kola Terakula. Pater and Shabbos Pater Kola Terakula. Why is that? Remember we went through this. Why is that? A Darvish Emeskaven is Pater Bakala Terakula. Why is that? You want to help me? I gave you two ways to look at it.
Either it's not the shame of it.
It's not the shame, or it's not your maisa. Let's talk about, I'm not saying there's a difference between the two. But it's easier for me to do this now. It's not your maisa. Why isn't your maisa? Why isn't your maisa? I drag a bench and I make a furrow. Oh, the furrow is not my maisa. Why not? Why not?
Because you just want to be at the bench across the room.
So,
for somebody to have a mice, you have to have kimono on for it?
You're both saying the same thing. You're going one side, you're going the other way. But let's go to the middle. Why is it putter according to Reb Shimon? It's not my mice. Why is that my mice? Because I don't want the mice. I don't want it. If I'm not thinking about it, I don't want it. I'm not. It's not a planned mice. I'm not. That's not my mice. That's not what I want to do. That's Darvish E Machavin. What's Darvish E Machavin mean? I don't have kavana. I don't want this maisa. Therefore, I don't want this maisa. That's Darvish E Machavin.
Who said that not wanting a maisa is enough to say that you didn't do the maisa?
Reb Shimon.
But that.
Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon. Excellent. Baruch Hashem, we're at that.
That's
Reb Shimon.
That's a big finish, Reb.
That's Reb Shimon. That is Reb Shimon.
How can you explain that in Reb Shimon?
What? Darvish she'ein mischaven putter. What does that mean? If I don't want to do it, it's putter. I just did the words.
That's very hard.
I know.
To say that.
Yes. We're going deeper now.
Is that open by Shabbos?
No, it's Kola Terakula.
Just because I don't want something, I never did it.
I don't want to put out the fire.
So
I don't want to put out the fire. When I sprinkled the water on the wine on the mizbeach, I didn't do it.
So you could kill someone and say, I didn't want to kill them, I wanted their gold watch. I didn't actually want to kill them,
I just
wanted their gold watch.
If it wouldn't be psik reisha, yes!
Maybe not.
What?
So you could theoretically argue that you could...
Make the case it's not psik reisha.
Right.
You could shoot someone and lock
you
off and die.
If you can make the case of not psik reisha, yes, you're right!
That's...
Reb Shimon, well, yes! Yes.
I just wanted to remind Miles that Rabbi Shimon is...
Now, don't be a moral law today, Rabbi, now.
I think
you passed my computer,
though.
What?
You
passed
my computer,
yes.
What?
Why
did Mario have a
hair? No, okay. Yeah, what?
No, just that Rabbi...
Tell Miles. You want to remind Miles. You want to remind about something.
That Rabbi Shimon goes, he goes, that is all about the Machshava.
Very good. The Gemara in Pesachim says, which he runs around, that Rabbi Shimon's sheet is... Azlinan Basar Kavana. That's what the Gemara calls it. Reb Shimon believes Azlinan Basar Kavana. Reb Yehuda says Lo Azlinan Basar Kavana. According to Reb Shimon, it's all about what you want to do. Now, next step. I'm going steps now. But next step. Please put away the phone. I hate that. I hate it. You don't want to do anything I hate, right?
Never.
Good. Thank you.
Ready?
Yes.
I think it was regarding the Bracha of Zomer. Where we're talking about the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I mean, the person could convince themselves what they're doing is not their kavana, but in reality, they are doing something that they're intending to do.
That's psikresha.
Right, but like Miles was saying, how it's, well, what do you mean? That's a major fetish. Like your intent is dependent upon it. Of course,
yeah,
it is. Like the person himself knows what he's doing.
No, I what was my intent? To drag the bench. There was no intent of plowing.
Right.
Comes along now. Now we understand something. When's the only time, according to Shimon, you could be chayiv? If I intend to do it, what would we call that? Psikresha de nichalei. Only a psikresha de nichalei means, hey, I intend to do this. So therefore, so now we don't have to have a reason why psikresha de nichalei is putter, because we want to make a according to Shimon where I intended to do it. So motor of Shimon psikresha of Shimon's maida. If I intend to do it, and I want it, nichalei, I want it, that's called I intended to do it. If it's for sure going to happen, and I want it, that equals intention to do it. That is the chiddush of the Gemara Kwanger Shimon.
So Rabbi Mitzir,
I don't intend to do it. But psikresha, then nichalei, if it's psikresha, and I want it, that equals intention.
Meaning psikresha, the nichalei is not Dov Shem's Kavin anymore.
Because it's intention, yes.
But why isn't it simply?
It's unbelievable. But that is shot. I'm not telling you any great chedushim. That is shot. Come on, that's real crimes.
It's not even. It's just one thing that you did. You did it in myself, whatever it is. Not like, oh, I originally was Darshan Skavin. Now it's Tzivrisha and it changes. You just wanted to do it.
I'm telling you much deeper now. Yes. Yeah. You got to change your way of thinking a little bit. Yes.
So then what differentiates Tzivrisha de Nichalei from just a literal straight Miskavin?
No difference.
So then why is there a different category? It's literally miscounting.
Oh, right. That's a motive.
But he's not motive at all. Like it's just miscounting.
That's what I'm saying.
There has to be something.
There has to be. You're right.
There
has to be.
There is,
but it's very small. That means it equals. It's not it. It equals.
Okay.
A miscounting. Psikresha de nichalei equals I want intention. It's still a double shame. I had no intention. Halachically, it's called having intention.
So what Rebbe
says,
as my Rebbe said it. Someone asked, I remember in Shir, someone asked that. And Reb Nachum said, I don't want to show off that I remember, but I don't remember, but I know what Reb Nachum said. Reb Nachum said that what this means is that you wanted to drag the bench, but it's a heavy bench, it's for sure going to happen, and you like what's going to happen. So the Torah sticks it into your mind. It's not in your mind. You didn't plan, but when you want it, it's for sure going to happen, the Torah stuck it into your mind, which in our language means halachic intention, not real intention. And that is the difference.
Originally dragging the bench, and it was
like a bumpless IP, so a lot of them type of...
Less than that. It's halachic intention.
Could Rebbe explain...
Which is less than bumpless IP.
Uh-huh.
Because bumpless means real intention.
Could...
This is halachic
it?
Intention.
Okay,
yeah,
so
maybe
it's a vea.
Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. It could go both ways.
Could Rebbe explain the case? So a person has a heavy bench, and it's double shame is kavan because they don't have kavana, but it's psikresha. Could Rebbe explain what happens, what exactly changes now?
So if it's for sure, that mice is for sure going to happen.
Even though it's originally double shame is kavan.
It's a double shame is kavan. I don't plan on plowing.
Okay.
But if plowing is for sure going to happen, and I like the plowing, the Torah sticks that into my mind.
And now it's originally like I wanted to do it?
Yeah.
So now what would we say if I don't want it? It's double shame is kavan, and it's psikresha, but I don't want it. It says
very good, and that's the aruch.
Then what is
excellent, that mutter.
But not because it's not a.
It's a double shame is kavan.
It's not psikresha.
It is psikresha, but psikresha that's not nichalei doesn't make me want it. It doesn't make me a machaven. Excellent, you understand it now perfectly. You just said perfectly. That is the aruch. Excellent. Now we understand the aruch. Sikresha no nichalei doesn't make me plan this. It doesn't say I planned this. A psikreisha nichlei, the Torah puts that into my intentions. Psikreisha lo nichlei is not my intention. It's psikreisha. It's for sure going to happen. But so what if it's for sure going to happen? I didn't intend it to happen. According to Rav Shimon, lo holach basar kavana. I mean, Rav Shimon, holach basar kavana. That means I have to intend it. What will make it an intention? For sure going to happen and wanting it to happen. If I'm missing something there, it doesn't go into my intentions. Yes?
But then why won't this part of Yuda?
What? Steps. That is according to Reb Shimon.
Is that the Rosh pretty much from Kol Yisrael in a nutshell?
In a nutshell.
Very similar?
Yes, very similar. Okay. Yes, in a nutshell. Now, but according to Reb Yehuda. So now, according to Reb Shimon, what does Psikresha the Nichle do for me? It makes it my intention. According to Reb Shimon, according to Reb Yehuda, let's say you need Psikresha. What would Psikresha do for me according to Reb Yehuda? According to Reb Yehuda, you never need intentions. According to Reb Yehuda, you never need intentions. If I do something, I don't need intention. But if it's for sure going to happen, it's called I did it. It's called I did it. But you don't need intention according to Reb Yehuda. So according to Reb Yehuda, if it's for sure going to happen, it's called I did it. So according to Reb Yehuda, what's the difference if it's a creation of Nichlei, exactly what you say? Because we're not looking to make the intention. All we're looking according to Reb Yehuda is, I did it.
So
if I do this, it's going to happen.
What?
That's a new Malach Machshavos according to Reb Yehuda. So according to Reb Shimon, why isn't it Malach Machshavos? No intention. According to Reb Yehuda, why isn't it Malach Machshavos? A different Malach Machshavos. Because what? No, because I don't have to plan. Lo basar kavana. He doesn't need planning. But it has to be Malacha that if I do it, I did it.
I don't understand.
There's different types of Malach Machshavos. We know different types of Malach Machshavos. I have to plan it. Or it has to be a Malacha Chashuva. Rabbi Yehuda has new Malach Machshavos. Hey, it has to be my Maisa. If I didn't do Harisha, it's not my Maisa. If I'm for sure going to do Harisha, it is my Maisa.
So what is that?
But do you need intent according to Rabbi Yehuda?
No.
So according to the Aruch, why does it have to be psikreisha de nichlei? Because that has to give you intent. According to Rabbi Yehuda, do you need to get intent?
No.
Therefore, what's
so all... psikreisha de nichlei is no different.
No different than psikreisha de nichlei. Just, I did it. So I did it. That's why it's different. That's arguing with Kiva Eger. That's arguing with Kiva Eger. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no Aruch. Because all the Aruch is doing is nichlei gives me intent. According to Yehuda, you don't have to have that. You don't have to have intent according to Yehuda. What do you have to have according to Yehuda? I did it.
I did it like it's for sure going to happen? Or
I did. If it's for sure going to happen, I did it. If it's not for sure going to happen, I didn't do it. If it's for sure going to happen, I did it. That's why it's so different. What I'm telling you now is a very deep thing. That Psikresha and according to Yehuda and Psikresha according to Shimon are two different animals. Psikresha according to Shimon has to be Psikresha Nichlei because it has to give me two things, Maisa plus intent. And according to Yehuda, what it has to give me? Just Maisa, not intent. Therefore, Psikresha de Lo Nichlei also gives me the Maisa. Yes?
But Yehuda always held that it was your Maisa. He never held that Davar Shem Eskavin was making.
So this is a noob shot. That why is it not, but Tosha says according to Yehuda it's a Drabanan, he's not Malach Machshavos. Why is it Malach Machshavos? Because that's not the Maisa I was doing.
So he's kind of agreeing to Reb Shimon?
Kind of agreeing to Reb Shimon, but a different. Because Reb Shimon, two things are missing. I didn't do it and I don't have intent. According to Reb Yehuda, I don't need intent. I still didn't do it. Psikreisha means I did it.
What does Reb Yehuda say about a Malach Machshavos?
What? That's what. We'll go into Reb Chaim. That's what I'm going backwards. I'm starting with this. Because this is the deep. Even according to Reb Chaim, this is what I'm telling you now is the depth of Reb Chaim. Everything else is just, so this answers this, this answers that. But this is the depth of Reb Chaim. That according to Reb Yehuda, psikresha, which you need according to Reb Yehuda also, is a different psikresha than the psikresha you need. Or The malachas machsheves that's not is a different malachas machsheves than Reb Shimon. It's a really
Rabbi,
it's unbelievable.
According to this
yes.
mahalach that Rabbi just said,
yeah.
Lefi Reb Yehuda who says Davar Shimon's Kavan is Asur Derbanan,
yeah.
Ipsi Gresha, whether it's Nichlei or Lo Nichlei would Abitur Doraisa.
Exactly, that's
okay.
why I'm saying this.
Okay.
Arguing Kivayger. That's everyone. That's why everyone asked
so the article will tell you according to this is that I was never talking about Rabbi Yehuda in the first place.
Right.
That.
Right. Yeah. My Rebbe said something else that was very deep. I never understood it completely. But I'll tell you now. I don't think we see. He says, the Gabi Shabbos, the Gemara always says, Umod Reb Shimon Psik Reisha. The Gemara always says that, right? But really, you have to say Umod Reb Shimon, Umod Reb Yehuda Psik Reisha also. Why does the Gemara always say Umod Reb Shimon Psik Reisha? According to Reb Yehuda, you also have to say that. According to Reb Yehuda, if it would be Psik Reisha, it would be Chayiv. It's Pater without Psik Reisha and Shabbos, with Psik Reisha is Chayiv. So why does the Gemara never say, why does the Gemara always talk about Reb Shimon and not Reb Yehuda? It's a very interesting thought. Why does the Gemara only talk about Reb Shimon? According to Reb Yehuda also, in order to be Chayiv, Davar Shemus Kavan, it also says Psik Reisha. So he said that, he put it together with this. He said when the Gemara says, Mod Reb Shimon and Psik Reisha, it's something special that Moshe, the Psik Reisha gives you, everyone understood that Psik Reisha gives you, it's your, I did it. Reb Shimon is an extra moda that Moshe Shimon, the Psik Reisha makes it intention. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's a good shot. It's a good shot. But,
Why
do
you have to say that? Because we're pretty the whole Kula, it's that's just talking on Shabbos. It's just where Abayi says Torah, where it's just
going to be. I know that. No, what I'm saying is that most of the time when the Gemara brings down the Mod Reb Shimon, it's Shabbos cases. In all the Shabbos cases, when the Gemara brings down Mod Reb Shimon, why didn't you want to do that?
You're right. That's what I'm saying, though. But it seems like the original Lashon was Agav.
No, the original Lashon sets the Shabbos. I know the original Lashon sets the Shabbos, not for Beharis.
I mean, it seems like from
earlier. And it seems like that. It's for Shabbos. The Gemara, I think, originally sets it for Shabbos. If I'm not mistaken.
I think it's a naked memory. I think there's two.
And anyway, but Lamais, you could say that, but what he's saying is it's so much better. It's a mishmak of
thing. Yeah, finale, I just want.
Yeah, no, you're right. In reality, you could say that in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's only Reb Shimon. But it's worked on so many times for Shabbos. Yes?
So, just so I understand, when Rabbi says whenever Tosfos is stating by Psik Reisha and Mod Reb Shimon, is because the modes is regards to the
intention.
Shabbat,
intention.
The Shabbat,
right. They're both. They both agree that Psik Reisha makes it my Maisa, but that's not what the Gemara is saying.
Again,
about Shabbos, we're saying it gives me intention.
Meaning, Nachman would be saying that Mode of Shimon is that Mode of Shimon that to make it into to turn it into my intention. It's only relevant to Reb Shimon.
Right.
But
right. Yeah. Yes. Everyone agrees that Psik Reisha makes into my Maisa. That's not a mode of Reb Shimon. That's a given. There's a big chiddush here. Relevant to Reb Shimon, it makes intention. That's a beautiful word. So, what you got out of this whole thing today, which you should have gotten, that according to Kivayger, we learned that the Orach is also Negeya to Reb Yehuda. According to everybody else, the Orach has nothing to do with Reb Yehuda. And according to Reb Yehuda, if I'm a Darvish Yabiskavin on Shabbos, it should be Aser Midrabbanan. A Psik Reisha makes it Chayiv Deraisa, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's Nichlei or Lo Nichlei. You always need Psik Reisha Nichlei to make an intention. But what's very important is what I said in the beginning. It's Psik Reisha the Nichlei that you need. The Nicha makes it intention. If I don't have a nicha, it's not intention. There's one more reason why I'm saying this. Remember, the Aruch's lashon is Psik Reisha lo nichlei, but it's not lo nichlei here. What is it? What is it here? Is it lo nichlei? It's I don't care. Not I don't want it. It's I don't care. I don't care. It's also Michele. Why is I don't care also Michele? Because we don't need lo nichle. What do we need? Obsecration to nichle. So I don't care is not obsecration to nichle. We're not looking for obsecration to lo nichle. We're looking for obsecration to nichle. Therefore, I don't care is not nichle. Makes a lot of sense, no?
You need that intention.
What? You need that intention. So you need the nichle. So if I don't care, there's no intention, then I don't care.
So why did Yarov say something else that... that doesn't exist.
So I'm telling you pshat in the Aruch. When the Aruch says Rabbi Yehuda, that psikresha, that lo nichle, that's the word, doesn't mean that. It means I need nichle. He's saying it another way. What he's really saying is for psikresha, I need nichle.
Well, then why couldn't the Aruch just say if it's not nichle, then it's not psikresha?
That's what he's saying. In other words, he's
saying. Why did he say it the opposite way?
I don't know. That I don't know. That I don't know. That's been bothering people forever. Nobody knows that.
Is that a rise of the Rabbi Kedigger?
What?
Is this another rise of the Rabbi Kedigger?
I don't like to say that, but probably.
Rabbi Kedigger's always right, though.
Rabbi Kedigger's always right. That's the problem here. You have a whole Reb Chaim who just, at the end of Reb Chaim, says what I just said. And Rabbi Kedigger says that's all not true. Now, you go upstairs on the third floor, and I'll tell you, Reb Chaim's right. Down here, Rabbi Kedigger's always right.
Who's on the third floor?
What? Oh, who's on the third floor? What was Reb Chaim's last name? Reb Chaim Brisco, what was his last name?
I thought you were talking about Dean Sobel or
no,
that.
What's his last
name? That's
what
I was going to confuse.
What's Reb Chaim Brisco's last name? Salvechik.
Okay.
Where's Reb Salvechik Shear?
Where is the Shear?
Yeah.
I actually don't know.
On the third floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't tried it out, so I don't know.
First of all, you don't have to go on the third floor because that's the science floor. We don't go on the science floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like dangerous for some. Others got to do it. For the normal people, science floor is dangerous.
They have shear on the third floor.
What?
Why do they have shear on the
third? It's a scientific shear.
Toramada, is that why?
What?
Toramada.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're coming with Kandai.
You've been in Rabbi Shear long enough?
Yeah. Yes, I'm so happy you said that. Wow.
It's okay. Actually a sweatshirt from Rabbi.
Okay. Anyway, if you heard what I taught you today and you think about it, it's an unbelievable thing. Chazir. I will do this tomorrow. Have a nice day.